This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. The city of Nashville is famous for music and music museums. The Country Music Hall of Fame, Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame, Musicians Hall of Fame, and now the National Museum of African American Music. Colleen Phelps has this look inside.
On a Saturday afternoon, the brand new National Museum of African American Music is bustling in downtown Nashville, even though it's only allowed 50% capacity. The masks, temperature checks, and timed entry are actually the most low-tech part of the visit. Every room of the museum has an interactive experience tied to a specific type of music. This is a family singing along with a choir in an experience led by gospel music celebrity Dr. Bobby Jones. Thanks to a green screen, 10-year-old Carisse Daughtry can actually see herself in the choir.
Yeah, it was very fun.
And that's early in the walk through the museum, before guests build a jazz improvisation, write a blues song, and layer samples together. In a small studio, visitors can freestyle or rap with a sample song. Then, with a swipe of a smart wristband, a link to all of their creations goes to their email. So it didn't take long for these to make their way on social media. Here, TikTok user Joynettes raps along with Nicki Minaj.
This one's for the boys with the Bowman system, top-down AC with the coolest.
Opening the museum has been a journey for the city. Its founders crafted a vision for the institution in 1998, and a site was first designated in 2002. But fundraising slowed things down, and the vision narrowed.
The original name for the museum was the Museum of African American Music, Art, and Culture.
That's CEO H. Beecher Hicks. He says just focusing on music made the museum a better fit for Nashville's brand of Music City, making it more likely to draw tourists who are already here. The original site was abandoned due to lack of funds, but eventually, with some pressure from City Hall, the $60 million venue was built on Nashville's former convention center site. As design and construction began, the institution started to offer off-site community programming at schools and for corporate groups. In 2020, this moved online due to COVID-19. As a result, the museum has archived interviews with luminaries like jazz icon Dee Dee Bridgewater and Supremes member, the late Mary Wilson. An educational series called From Nothing to Something documents how, despite limited resources, Black musicians found ways to use the materials that were available, as Spoons virtuoso Lucius Talley explains.
The spoons, just like any other instrument.
But there are some things visitors can only experience in person with a ticket that costs just under $25 for adults. Like learning how to dance the twist, disco, and popping and locking, all with an infrared instructor. The exhibits cover over 50 genres of music. As CEO Hicks points out, that music also influenced decor and fashion.
Music is not just a genre, it's really how we live.
At the moment, at least through February, the museum is open on weekends. In Nashville, I'm Colleen Phelps for Marketplace.